Today we're learning Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We left off at the word Gufa on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, about 5-6 lines into the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the page. Says Mar Gufa, Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi, Sikha Bivla'i Kelim Psula. If a person is Mesakech with worn out Kelim, it is Pasul. So my Bla'i Kelim, which types of things are considered Bla'i Kelim that are not able to be Mekabel Tuma on their own, but still you're not allowed to make them into Schach because they come from something that is Mekabel Tuma. Amra Abaye, Matlonio Shein Ben Shalosh Al Shalosh. We're talking about pieces of woven garment that come from a larger beged, that when it was part of the larger beged, it was Roy Lekabel Tuma, because it was a beged, and now it's been torn off of the beged, and it's smaller than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. It's so tiny that even poor people would have no use for it. So therefore, it's not Mekabel Tuma as is, but the larger beged that it came from was Mekabel Tuma. Tiny kavas with Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi. We have a brisa that supports this idea that you cannot use broken kelim, even though they themselves are no longer mekabel tuma. You're not allowed to use them for schach because the brisa says machtzelus shel shifa. If you have a mat made out of shifa, a certain type of grass that grows near the ocean, vishalgemi or another type of grass, shiareha. If you're missing a piece, if it's just a broken piece of these things, of these mats, even though it is less than the size that it would need to be Mekabel Tuma, the size it would need to be Mekabel Tuma, 6 Tfachim by 6 Tfachim, so even though this is smaller than that, and therefore it's not on its own Mekabel Tuma, you cannot use it for Schach, because when it was part of a larger Beged, it was able to be Mekabel Tuma, it was a Mishkav HaZav or a Zava. So this sounds like Rabbi Ami, that since once it was Mekabel Tuma, even though now it's too tiny to be Mekabel Tuma, you're still not allowed to use it as Schach. Machtzelus HaKanim, the Braisa goes on to say, if you have a mat made out of reeds, Gedola Mesachinba. If it's a large mat, since it's not considered a kli, and it's presumably was only made for the purpose of Schach, you're allowed to use it for Schach. But Katana, a smaller one, which probably was meant to be used as some sort of a cot or some sort of mat for someone to lie on, so that ain't mesachim, but you cannot be mesachich with it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afi mekabel is tumah vein mesachim. Rabbi Eliezer says even the larger one, we have to assume is meant to lie on, and therefore is mekabel tumah, and therefore even the larger one, you're not allowed to be mesachich with it. So main point over here, to summarize what we just did, that if you have worn out kelim that are no longer mekabel tumah, they still cannot be used as schach. Worn out kelim that are no longer mekabel tuma can still not be used as schach. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara further now, quoting from the Mishnah, Hachotet Begadish, we said that if you have a giant haystack and you cut out, you carve out or dig out an area inside to make a sukkah, that it's not a good sukkah. Amrav huna lo shanu ela she'in sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. That's only if, prior to your digging it out, you didn't already have a space of 1 tefach high and 7 by 7 tefachim long and wide. Aval yesham chal tefach meshach shiva harei zesukah. But if it already was at least 1 tefach high of airspace in there, and at least 7 by 7 tefachim of length and width in there, even though now you had to dig it out to make it 10 tefachim high, that is perfectly fine. That's not a violation of tasav lomenasu, because you already had something that was functioning as schach. Because in order for it to be called sikuch, it only needs to be mesakech on hovering over 1 tefach of airspace. Tanya nami achi, and we have a brisa that makes this exact distinction, that achotet begadish lasso sukkah, hareis a sukkah. You can dig into a gadish and make a sukkah that way. I vanantnan ain't a sukkah, but our Mishnah said you can't. Elalav, shmamina, kedravuna, shmamina. So it must be, why is it that there's a brisa that says that digging in a gadish makes a good sukkah, and a Mishnah that says digging in a gadish doesn't make a good sukkah? How do we reconcile the two? The only way to reconcile the two is like Rav Huna said, that if it was already a tefach high of airspace, and the length and width of a kosher sukkah, then you're allowed to continue the digging. Otherwise, you're not. Ika de Rami Lemirma. Others said the same exact din, but they said it in a different way. They came at it from a different angle by asking a stira that they said Tana and state in the Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah Chotit Begadish Lasso Sukkah Ein a Sukkah, that if you dig into a gadish to make a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. Iva Tanya Harezo Sukkah, but doesn't the Brisa say it is a good sukkah? Amrafun lo kasha. Kan b'sheyesham chalal tefach meshach shiva. Kan b'sheyesham chalal tefach meshach shiva. It's not a stira at all. It depends if there's a chalal tefach across the length and width of seven tefachim. So the main point over here, the next main point on this amud is that chotit begodish is kosher, provided it was already a tefach high b'meshach shiva. Chotit begodish can make a kosher sukkah, provided it was already a tefach high b'meshach shiva. B'meshach Shiva. Now, new Mishnah. Amishal Shul Defanos. Let's say you have walls of the sukkah that go from the top of the sukkah and they roll down to the bottom. They hang down toward the bottom of the sukkah, but they don't hang down all the way to the floor. Im gavah min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, psula. If they are three tefachim off the floor, then they are pasul. That is what we call a mechitza tuluya. If it doesn't reach all the way to the ground, it's not considered a good mechitza. But if the space between the floor and the bottom of the walls is less than three tefachim, then the sukkah is going to be kasher. Why? Because that's the din of lavud. That any time you have an open space of less than three tefachim, we always view it as closed off. Milamata lamala. If the walls of the sukkah start at the floor and they go up, but they don't reach all the way to the schach, im gavoa asar tefachim kshera, as long as they're 10 tefachim high, they're kasher. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Rabbi Yossi says, kshem shalamata lamala asar tefachim, kach milamata lamata asar tefachim. He says, akula. He says, just like walls that start at the floor only need to be 10 tefachim high, and then could be total empty airspace on top of that, so too walls that start at the schach only need to be 10 tefachim of wall, and it could be totally empty airspace under that, even if it's way more than 3 tefachim. So essentially what we have in this Mishnah is that a wall that starts at the ground only needs to be 10 tefachim high, but a wall that's hanging and is off the ground is a machlokas, whether it has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground, whether the bottom of the wall has to be within 3 tefachim of the ground, or whether it could be way higher than that, as long as the whole wall is 10 tefachim. I actually just got a shaila about this. Yesterday, someone asked me, they were making their sukkah, and the walls didn't quite reach the ground. Now, the way they described it, their wall was only 2 inches off the ground. If that's the case, there's not much of a shayla. That, of course, is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara b'maykam iflugi, what exactly is the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yossi over here? So, mar savar mechitza tuliyah materas. Rabbi Yossi apparently holds that a mechitza that doesn't reach all the way to the ground and is hanging sort of in midair is considered a full-fledged mechitza. And it's able to, if it were Shabbos, it would be able to make the area that it encloses into Rosh Hashayach, and you'd be allowed to carry there. Umar Savar Mechitza Tuliya Eina Materas, whereas the Rabban hold that a Mechitza that's just hanging off of the ground is not Matir. It's not Matir for Elchah Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to work here either. Tanan Hasam, so the Gemara brings another Machlokas we find about a Mechitza Tuliya. So the Mishnah says, Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a bor, a pit that's between two different courtyards that are owned by two different people, half of the bor is in one guy's chatzer, the other half is in the other guy's chatzer, and the wall between the two chatzeros goes over the mouth of the bor, so according to the Tanakhama, that a mechitza tuliyah is not a valid mechitza, ein memalin mimena b'shamas. The wall between those two chatzeros is not going to be good enough to be allow you to fill water from the bar, because when you fill water from the bar, you get to taking some water from the other side. So it turns out that you're metaltal mayim from the other guy's chatzer to your chatzer. And if you didn't make an eruv, you're not allowed to do that. Elim kein asa la mechitza asar tefachim, unless you made a mechitza of 10 tefachim in the actual depth of the bar. And if you do that, then the chachamim allow you to fill up water from the bar, even though obviously some of that water is still coming from the other side, because then we apply the notion of good achis mechitzta. It's as if the mechitza reaches all the way down to the bottom of the bar. Bein milamala, and that mechitza that's in the bar could be on the top of the bar. Bein milamato, it could be on the bottom of the bar. Bein bitoch ogno, it could be above the water, but inside the depth of the bar itself. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that this is machlokas beishamay mishilo. That beishamay omrim, beishamay would say milamala, that it's, you could put the mechitza by the edge of the bar like the Tanakama. Ubeisil omrim milamata. Beisil says no. The mechitza has to be near by the water. Only in that way is it going to work. Amr of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says lote mechitza gadol min hakol shel shebineim. No mechitza in the bar should be any more powerful than the wall that's already in between the two chatzeros. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda, the mechitza tluya totally works. So the mechitza that separates the two chatzeros is a mechitza tluya that covers over the bar. It should totally work, even though it was not made for the sake of being able to take the water. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yossi, Amar dama mechitza tluya mataris. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda follows the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that a mechitza tluya works by a sukkah. So if it works by a sukkah, it works by Hilcha Shabbos as well, says the Gemara, but v'lohi. It's not necessarily true that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hinge on each other. Lo Rabbi Yehuda savalak Rabbi Yossi, v'lo Rabbi Yossi savalak Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that neither one holds like the other, that each one would reject the other one's opinion. You know what? Maybe we'll come back to that tomorrow. We'll pick up with that point tomorrow, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi do not necessarily agree with each other.